This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, not to confuse anybody as we open the show today, because it's our first broadcast day of the week. There's so much gender identity mishmash nowadays. It's like, we didn't have this problem growing up, Super Don, Grandpa Super Don. You know, boys were boys, girls were girls, and, you know, it's all gotten so confusing, apparently.
And the ones that you weren't sure about, you just, whatever, and you just let it go, right?
Right. It wasn't as big a deal until Boy George came along, and then all bets were off. So, I yesterday there was a fundraiser for our little school that my kids go to, or one of them does now, and it was Under the Sea theme. Under the Sea. Now, you know, I hear Sebastian from Little Mermaid singing, Under the Sea, Under the Sea. So what do you think of? You think of blue, you think of sparkly, you think of water. So my wife gets to pull out her blue sequined dress, beautiful blue sequined dress. I'm like, not to be outdone, I have yet to do this, but I finally did last night. No, I did not wear a blue sequined dress. But, close. My dad, God rest his soul, no longer with us for a number of years now. When he was with the Roswell United Methodist Church Singles Group in Atlanta area, he you know, obviously I'm a big Neil Diamond fan. He was in the early 70s, got us all into Neil Diamond. We've told stories about Neil Diamond here. But my dad loved Neil Diamond so much, he would, you know, sing Diamond songs. And in fact, at a certain point, I don't know, on his business trips, he was in Nashville, found this person that produces these sequin shirts. I don't know if he's the guy that did it for Neil Diamond in the 1970s, but apparently he hired the guy, paid, I don't know, a few hundred bucks to have one made. And, you know, I didn't keep a lot of things from my dad after he passed away, but I couldn't part with that. That was just, like, too awesome. So he would wear this occasionally when he did for his singles group. He would do a performance. And funny enough, it wasn't necessarily a Neil Diamond song. I think he converted The Piano Man by Billy Joel into a Roswell United Methodist singles song. You know, sing us the song, you're the singles man, I don't know, something like that. Anyway, I had the first opportunity to go, you know what, Dad, I'm going to wear your shirt. Because my wife's wearing blue sequins, so I wore blue sequins too yesterday. And we rocked it together, my wife and I. We rocked it together. I'm going to, for those of you watching on YouTube, this is a special privilege. I didn't publish this. My wife might have. But I'm putting it up on the YouTube screen for those of you simulcasting the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're not sure how to do that, go to robertscottbell.com. And what do you think, Super D? Am I man enough to pull off a blue sequin shirt a la Neil Diamond 1970s circa?
That's kind of a la Liberace almost going on there. But, yeah, dude, I like it. I think it looks good. You're both very shiny, happy people right there.
I don't think – well, everybody thought – now, they might have been laughing behind my back, but do I care? No, they all thought it was so cool. And we had a good time with it. I got to dance. It was a cooler night, so I wasn't smoking hot, no pun is intended, you know, there, because it was a cooler night in Florida. We had a good time.
By the way
– what?
I need to correct you because music is accuracy in music is very important on this show.
Yes, what did I do?
Piano Man was not a song by Elton John.
I didn't say Elton John, did I? I said Billy Joel.
Yes, you did. No, you said Elton John.
Weird. Well, no, I was thinking Billy Joel instead of Elton John. My bad. But yeah, it was a
okay.
It was kind of taking the words to that song, and just like Pat, our great fan, right? She wrote, yes. What was it? It was a Billy Joel song for her that you ended up recording
we
about
didn't
the
start
Robert
the fire.
Shepard show.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's just a fun thing. So it's just a nice memory. I got to bring Dad's shirt out in honor of him and just to play up the Under the Sea theme and had a good time. And that's where we start. Ease into the news stories on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We don't want to frighten anybody away. You know, it's a Sunday for most people that are listening live. If it's a Tuesday, it's probably UK Health Radio and y'all are already into the work week. Well, if me showing me in a sequined shirt didn't ban us from YouTube yet, perhaps just our content will eventually. This is a big story. It's even CNN is party to this, the fake news network that they are. But apparently the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, Natural News, banned from YouTube, along with Alex Jones, who also is on this network, GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. And this was predicted. We've been talking about this for many years. And I'm not even upset about it. I'm going, bring it on. Now, it's not me going, hey, why don't you ban me too because I need the publicity? That's not it. But the bigger picture here is that it's admission of failure on the mainstream medical media, mafia, elite control, globalist, conspiratorial media. They no longer control the messaging, and they're increasingly desperate. And what do increasingly desperate entities do? Desperate things. What is a desperate thing? Hey, let's ban Alex Jones. Let's ban Natural News. And any number of what they call alternative news. I don't even know what they call it. They probably just call it fake news, but they're the ones that screwed up by using the term. Which, by the way, our buddy John Rappaport from No More Fake News is joining us next hour. We'll talk about that and more. So, Super D, I find it very interesting. And, yeah, it's outrageous on one level, expected on another, and I think it's only going to fuel the fire that we didn't start. That's going to lead more people to go, hey, why would they sense? What am I missing here? I better dig in and find out what's going on over there at Natural News. So it's going to end up backfiring on them.
I think eventually, yeah, you know, look, the situation you've got is YouTube has basically had the, you know, they've cornered the market on videos for many years. I mean, when you think of, hey, check out this funny video on the internet, most of the time it's going to be something that's going to be coming from YouTube. That's just, right. It's a Google product. I mean, Google is the giant, you know, monolith of the internet. They, you know, control and own a lot of the different areas of the internet that people use a lot. Good on Google. I mean, look, it's free market capitalism, right?
They created something amazing and easy to use, right? That's why we at this point still simulcast on YouTube, because they've made it easier than any at this point. Until they say no more Robert Scott Bell, but eventually
it's it's the very reason why on this dinosaur computer that I'm still using from years ago, I am still using, even though it's been the version of Windows that I'm using does not support the Google Chrome browser, which is the one that I use, but I'm still forcing it to use that Chrome browser because it's integrated into everything that I use. It's hard to separate yourself from that, and that is the reason why so many people are using YouTube, because for many years it's the place to go. But what we're finding now, and this is, like as you said, this is not something new. We have seen this coming for quite a while now. If you remember, it was a year ago, I think, maybe a little bit more, when they started changing their community guidelines on whether videos could be monetized or not. If you wanted to monetize your video, it had to pass a litmus test that YouTube has created where it doesn't violate any terms of service when it comes to content. So, you know, it can't, you know, be about things that will offend people in a certain way or whatever, and that will not offend the, quote, advertisers that advertise on YouTube. So we've seen this coming down the pipeline. And so now things, I think, have finally come to a head where, especially after the election, after things like, you know, the school shooting that just happened recently. I think that's brought a lot of things to a head right now.
Right.
They're cracking down. And so now you've got Alex Jones, which, listen, he's been doing battle with YouTube for a long time.
Yeah.
And they finally, I think, got to the point where they felt like they could pull the trigger on him. And now we're looking at the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, and his channel now has
thousands of videos, thousands of hours. I mean, we're probably
videos.
Included in some of those videos over the years, no doubt. And the thing is, he created an alternative video stream years ago, but, you know, it didn't take off. Why? Not because it wasn't great. It was simply because, hey, YouTube had really cornered the market, not in a way that was by force, but they just made it best. But think about back, those of you old enough to remember this, pre-millennials or millennials too, I don't know. There was something called MySpace. And how fast that just disappeared, like the dinosaur it became. Not because the government intruded and forced, you know, some kind of non-censorship view on MySpace, but Facebook just did it better, and people dug it, and they went to it. Now, I think eventually it's going to happen to Facebook inevitably. This is the time, the place, and the space, and now the pace. But inevitably now, as necessity is the mother of all invention, but it's also timing. And the timing is right now for competing video formats, if you will. I'm not saying that right, on the Internet. To start chipping away at YouTube's dominance. I would call it monopoly. It's not technically, but it's, you know, it's close when you have such market dominance. And the integration they've done with Google, as you said, Super Don, making it easy and convenient, again, even for us, to utilize it. But inevitably, they're going to get too big, and they're going to piss off enough of us that we'll say, you know what, it's not worth it. It is too difficult, too uncomfortable, too painful to continue to work with an organization that is censoring our friends, our buddies, our perspectives on the world and life and news events. So get ready. The Health Ranger's working on it. It has been for a while, and we'll obviously keep you up to date on that if we end up making a transition, too.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, we could talk for a long time on this because there's a lot of different ways you can go with this, especially when it comes to the free speech issue. But, you know, look, when it comes to services and things that are available on the Internet, it's just all it takes is, like you said, somebody to come along with something better that's going to, you know, appeal to people's, you know, opinions and what they want to say and stuff like that. So we'll wait and see what Mike Adams has cooking. And, you know, if we need to switch over, we will.
So go ahead. Keep squeezing, YouTube. Just like the vaccine monopolists, they're squeezing them out in SB 277 in California. We got news on that, by the way, an interesting counterpunch. The organic kitchen sink is being thrown at them. We'll see if we get behind that movement or not. We got John Rappaport coming up. Also, millennials, your health depends on what you eat. Don't tell me it's too expensive to eat what will make you well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back to physical health issues on the Robert Scott Bell Show here. John Rappaport joining us from No More Fake News 2, second hour, hour two. Health issues, healing, eating. What did I do? I was raised on what? Pharmaceutically grown foods, factory farm foods, grocer's freezer foods, fast food, drive-through food. I was the millennial before there were millennials. How do I say that? It's sort of like the canary in the coal mine. I had all the chronic diseases you can imagine that old people have. I had them as an early young kid, born in the 1960s, raised through the 70s and 80s. And until I woke up one day, prayers answered. Instead of being healed from all of my ailments by a magic lightning bolt from the sky, it was, hey, here's how to heal. You've got to eat better. And that doesn't mean stay away from saturated fats. It means you got to embrace good fat. You got to, knock the pesticides out of your diet, right? And the word, of course, in America is organic, certified organic. And in France, the word is biologique, organic, biologique. But the idea is we do not have pesticide deficiencies. If anything, it's creating synthetic, toxic, poisonous, chronic diseases, ailments, illnesses. Deficiencies as well, because it's displacing the minerals that you may or may not even be getting from the food that you're eating, if you're not eating cleanly. So here's the latest. This is out of the UK in the Telegraph. Healthy eating? Oh no, that's too expensive, say millennials, who eat avocado on toast and pay $12 for it. I don't know. That's what I hear, Super Don. Is it true? And if so, I might have to agree with them. If you're going to pay $12 for avocado on toast, there's something wrong with your economic outlay, unless you just have money to burn.
Yes. I've heard that's true. I wouldn't pay $12 for avocado toast.
I might be undercutting. It might be $20. I don't know.
It's part of brunch. That's a right. Big thing with the millennials. Yes.
Listen, you want to have avocado on toast? Fine. I'll eat avocado on toast. I don't mind. Whole grain organic bread and organic avocados. I've done it, but I've made it. I don't know that I've gone out and ordered it for $12, $15, $20. Just doesn't make sense to me. And even if I could afford to do it, just doesn't make sense. You know, okay, once in a while you go out, like, did we have a holiday recently? Something happened. Oh, my birthday. That's right. So my wife and I decided we're going to go out to the organic farm-to-table restaurant in town. And we don't do that every day. It's not inexpensive at all. So you save up, splurge, you do a nice little event, and then you come back and you get your groceries or you grow them yourself. And here's the key as well. Because according to this article, research is suggesting that millennials are worried that their food is too expensive that they would like to eat. And I have argued years and years ago, I've said this. It's too expensive not to eat good quality, healthy food. And, of course, this parallels with the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good, most expensive Cadillac so-called health insurance plans. Because it will guarantee every invasive test leading to every invasive procedure that may or may not, most likely not be necessary, and in fact may be more dangerous to your health than the ailment they are claiming to detect. Okay? Which, by the way, contributed that ailment by not spending the money that you thought was just too much on food that was actually nourishing for you and not detrimental to you. So, the most expensive food you can eat is not organic food, it's the cheap stuff. When you factor in quality of life, when you factor in disease creation, when you factor in the drugs, the ailments, the medical bills, the hospital visits, the gastrointestinal destruction. Not kidding. Well, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day. He's got a stepdaughter who's 18, and the new wife of his, lovely people, I know them. But she, the 18-year-old, apparently convinced in the sanctity of modern medicine. Because they're telling her, you've got Crohn's disease, and you need to be on antibiotics, and you need to be on various forms of steroid medication, like prednisone, or any kind of chemotherapy to suppress your immune system. And I said, hey, buddy, have you given my book to that? You have a book? I'm like, your friends don't even know what you do sometimes. It's very funny. So here's the message. Read Unlock the Power to Heal. Learn about the methods of healing that include what? Eating cleaner food. Organic food. I am now past 50 by X number of years. I'm not going to say any. I don't care anymore. But the reality is I am healthier, more functional than I was at the age of 24. I'm over double that age when I started. Not by accident, because people say, well, your genes are bad because you had allergies, gastrointestinal, da 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 da. So as we go out to break, this is the theme for you millennials. Cook some food, millennials. Cook some food. Yes, get the good stuff and cook it. It'll save you money in the long run. All right, we got to take a break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's it. On GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, radio stations around the country and streaming services around the world, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and while we haven't been censored, YouTube. At any moment, we could go dark. Not my intention to do that, but we're grateful that we can do it. For a while, we can. And at that point where we need to switch, I'll be happy to switch with our good buddy Mike Adams, Natural News, when he does his video service. So who knows? We'll see what's the next phase of the Robert Scott Bell Show from a video perspective. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, upcoming event, Super D. Yes. I think I've confirmed it, but I'll wait. We got to add eventually the Cannabis for Cancer Conference coming up in Detroit. I forget the date now at this moment, but we do have upcoming one hemp-related, cannabis-related conference, Northern Colorado Hemp Expo. It's coming up sooner than I think, April 6th through the 7th, and that's in Northern Colorado. It's just north of Longmont, Colorado. And then we have the Alive Expo in Atlanta, April 21st and 22nd. You Canucks, I'm coming back. Third year in a row, I believe it is now, the Total Health Expo. And that's Toronto, Canada, May 11th, 12th, and 13th. And the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10th, 11th, 12th. That's in St. Paul, Minnesota, not too far up the road from my friends at GCN, where we have our origination in terms of syndicated radio. So I'll be up there when it's hopefully above freezing by June 10th in Minnesota. We'll have a good time. By the way, Diane Miller, who's my hero and my friend, who started a lot of the Health Freedom in a contemporary setting, back when Governor Ventura was governor of Minnesota. Yeah, he was Minnesota. That was the first safe harbor law passed that Governor Ventura signed into law that would allow natural healers to be natural healers. They couldn't be persecuted and prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. As long as they didn't claim to be medical doctors and do what MDs do. They could do what they do, right? Which was awesome. So her daughter, Diane's daughter, Johanna, and her son, Theo, are helping to put on a youth program, teenage program, at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. If you don't have the next generation prep, forget health freedom. It's gone. And it's true of any movement. So very excited about that. So if you have teenagers in your family, fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show, bring them to the Health Freedom Congress, June 10th, 11th, 12th. The link to sign up is there in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, talk about banning things. We're not into banning things, but again, you could argue for banning things that are harmful and not helpful in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, I could argue vaccination. I know there are nuances to the arguments that say, but see, when they introduced vaccines, these diseases went away. And I could argue that's more due to the advances in sanitation, sewage hygiene, nutrition, etc. But I would, and I have, acknowledge that if a vaccine elicits artificially elicits an antibody response, it is possible to suppress the expression of the named disease or syndrome. I'm not a denialist. You're a vaccine denial. No, I know that it can do something. But is it for the betterment and the health of mankind, humankind, womankind, childkind, whatever you want to say? I would argue no. It's weakening us over generations. And if there's another thing I would argue we should consider banning, legitimately, because it's mass drugging and mass poisoning without informed consent, it would be fluoridating the water supply. Fluoride in the water supply. Fluoride, a known neurotoxin, a waste product of aluminum bauxite mining. They found, hey, man, how are we going to get rid of all this poison? I know. We'll repackage it and sell it to the American people, the municipalities, and add it to their water. We'll add it to their toothpaste. We'll tell dentists it's awesome. In the meantime, this neurotoxin increases the uptake of heavy metals from all sources, whether they be in the pipes or whether they be in the vaccines or in the, guess what, the mercury amalgams that they still use in modern dentistry. Not so modern when you look at how stupid it is to continue to do that. So there is a court case, a suit against, I believe, the EPA. And the EPA is trying to dismiss this suit. And the reason is they have limited debate, discussion, and information to consider on a governmental level about the danger, toxicity, and non-informed consent as it relates to fluoridating water. This is an example of regulatory capture, where the industries that should be banned from polluting the people or the planet, now we're talking mild, we're talking direct influx into your children, into you, on you and in you with fluoride. And they want to limit any scientific, intellectual discussion and debate over the mass drugging of the population through water. But these fluoridation opponents, they've got a suit going on. In the Northern District of California, the EPA, again, as I said, sought to limit the information. The suit said, not so fast. We should be able to include all of the debate and discussion. Under Section 21 of the Toxic Substances Control Act, TSCA, citizens are allowed to petition the EPA to regulate or ban individual chemicals. And the fact of the matter is they have limited information being considered on the governmental level in protection, not of the people, but of the industries that have captured the Environmental Protection Agency. And so this is what upsets me about our good friends on the left who claim to be intellectual, who are not, when they say Trump wants to destroy or any Republican wants to destroy the EPA. There's a reason you want to limit the EPA's powers, because the EPA has been captured by the industry you leftists hate and want to theoretically control to stop them polluting. I'm with you on the stop polluting scenario. Can we limit pollution without destroying the economy altogether? We got to weigh it out. But by and large, the EPA is a stooge, is a tool of the polluters. And the government has made worse because they've defended the polluters against the people who are being polluted. Super Don, this is an amazing suit, and I have to give props to this judge to say, no, you shall not limit the discussion and scientific reference points on the mass poisoning of the population. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I'm telling you, this is good news overall.
It is. You don't see things like this very often. So this is encouraging. Like I said, it's still a David and Goliath situation that we've got going on here, so... You know, we'll be cautiously optimistic, but it's good. And again, fluoride is one of those kind of weird things where I still don't understand how it is that they can justify the fact that you're drinking it to help your teeth. I just don't.
So stupid,
to me,
yeah.
I'm just like, what? I mean, if your teeth are like up here, and you're drinking it, and it's going through your digestive system, getting into your bloodstream, you would think there's a better way. Mm-hmm. To go about protecting somebody's teeth. I remember I saw just the other day. I did it real quick. There was some what was it? It was like I think it might have been from the FDA where they were wanting to invite public comment, right? Mm-hmm. On the problem with fluoride. And then when I saw that, it got my attention as I'm doing show prep and I'm like, hey, what can we talk about? And it was like they had these bullet points about all the things that they wanted people to comment on because they were concerned about fluoride. And I'm thinking, wow, this is interesting. This is not something you would normally see coming from the FDA, right?
Yeah.
And so I got into it, and the thing that over and over and over, the only thing that they were bringing up that they were concerned about was fluorosis.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
And of all the things... Not that fluorosis is okay or a good thing, but that's like way down there on the list of the things that fluoride can do to you as you're drinking it and ingesting it. Am I right?
Well, yeah. No, if you look at the scientific journals, in fact, they reference some of them here, measurably reduced IQ in all of those exposed to fluoride prenatally. In other words, before you're even born. Much less that they say, here, if there's no fluoride in your water system, you can buy this gallon jug from the supermarket. It's got fluoride in it. You want to dumb your kids down? You want to increase uptake of heavy metals? For infants, they do this.
Yeah.
It's horrific. It's horrific. Fluoride exposure, ADHD, right? Fluoride exposure, neurological deficits, on and on and on. And you talked about fluorosis. We're talking weakening of the skeletal system, weakening, modeling, discoloration of the teeth, the very teeth the dentist say, we're going to protect you with fluoride. As you said, Superdon, ingesting it? How is that going to help your teeth? Is it a mineral that needs... No. No, it's toxic. That's how it works, if at all, to reduce so-called tooth decay. But there are so many more efficient ways to address that with essential oils. You can use silver hydrosol. You can use a little bit of xylitol occasionally if you want. I mean, there are so many ways. Just brush your freaking teeth, okay? Just saying it right. There's a lot of things you can do without needing to add fluoride. Dr. Paul Connett, I think his brother Mark was engaged in this. So he might be an attorney on this issue, has been fighting for it. And guess what? In Curacao, they stopped fluoridating the water. In Curacao, if they can do it there, you think they can do it in your community? Can you fight for yourself? If not, go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, and get the technology available to you with the Echo water systems that include pre-filters that will pull the fluoride out, in addition to the electrolysis action that can release the molecular hydrogen to protect you. Okay, folks, that is enough of that. We are going on to something else.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Hi, this question's from Lori. Hi, RSB and Super Don. I'm wondering if you have heard of a gentleman named Bryant Myers. Bryant Myers. Doesn't he have an ice cream, Bryant Myers ice cream? No, that's Breyers. Never mind.
Breyers.
Breyers, yeah. Bryant Myers. No, his company sells the IMRS 2000. Okay? I believe Ty mentions this in his book. But he's a physicist, a nutritionist. He wrote a book regarding the fifth element of Earth, energy medicine. If you look into him, I believe you would find him interesting to interview. I purchased the machine, and it has helped me with my issues in a very short period of time. Lori, write back and let us know what issues you feel like it helped you with. I'm curious. I am. It is a wonderful, albeit rather expensive, addition to the healthy diet and good supplementation. He's very upbeat and would be a wonderful interview, in my opinion. Anyway, thanks for all you do to get the health word out there. I'm grateful you are in our lives and on our airwaves. At least for now, she says in parentheses, the way things are going. Lots of love, Lori. Well, lots of love back at you, Lori. And, yeah, I know of the guy. I haven't interviewed him. And the PEMF machines are legitimate. They do amazing things. They can be expensive. I'm not opposed to investing in these machines. I have machines of my own, like Rife machines, things like that. Of course, we have the water machines from Synergy Science. Sometimes these things are, well, I say sometimes, most all the time, they are valuable if you've done your homework to find good ones. And that investment typically is one time if the machines are made properly, and that if you care for them, you'll never have to make that investment again. And so I agree. I think, you know, I've talked about families or communities pooling together to make these kind of energy machine devices available locally. Because you're never going to, if you are going to wait for the federal government or even your local governments to buy this and make it available for you, not going to happen, folks. They are being purchased by not makers of PEMF machines, but makers of drugs and vaccines and distributors of fluoride to poison you, not help you. This kind of thing, this kind of technology will help you and help you to heal quicker, safer, faster, stronger. We got lots more healing to go. Stick with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, I got my Echo Water. I got my Plus CBD oil. I'm raring to go here on our first day of the broadcast week. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Those of you who do listen live, welcome. And, of course, if you listen later, it's okay. It's still just as good as the moment we were on the air live. We are on Monday through Friday as well, 7 to 9 Eastern Time, 4 to 6 Pacific, or again, downloadable through GCNLive.com. The archives are first up there, then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And as long as we are not censored, YouTube as well. And our channel is RS Bell Media Channel. You can find it at RobertScottBell.com. Speaking of CBD, cannabis and all, plus CBDoil.com, where to go. You get 15% off by entering the code RSB15. And if you happen to want to be taller than you are, look into the True Align Body System. You'll find links in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. The code there for the discount, 10% off, RSB10. RSB10. Go check it out. Link it up. And if you want to support Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and all the good works, including an alternative to YouTube, you can also help us out when you go to the Health Rangers, what do you call that, store, right? The Health Ranger store. There's a link in the show notes. You click on that link. That'll help us all a little bit, too. So thank you for that. Now, thank you for that. Thank you for my CBD. And
pass the tulip on the left-hand side. Pass the tulip on the left-hand side. It's a bubble.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left-hand side.
Ruh-roh for Jeff Sessions. Not good. Not good, Jeff. The European Journal of Internal Medicine recently published a study that should wake even the most steadfast deniers of the effectiveness of cannabis as medicine. An Israeli research team included, Raphael Meshulam, who we've talked about here with Stuart Tomp from CV Sciences. He's known as the godfather of cannabis research out of Israel. And he was the guy that identified cannabinoids all those years ago and basically found that nearly all cancer patients medicating with cannabis, nearly all of them, 96%. That's pretty darn close to 100. That's way better than any vaccine, by the way. It's not even close. 96% of all Europeans who were suffering from cancer that were also utilizing cannabis reported an improvement in their condition. You know, Big Pharma would kill, and they do often, for 96%, for 10% efficacy. Whatever they can do to get that statistical significance in peer-reviewed, sham peer-reviewed journals to get their stuff approved by EFSA, or in the case of the United States, FDA. And yet, none of them approach 96% efficacy. Not even close. Large population analysis over 2 years, nearly 3,000 patients, each with various types of cancer. Over half the participants were in stage 4 of the disease when studied. Pain, extreme pain, average age 60, we're talking incredible, incredible results. It's not just, how would we say, blowing smoke, right? Oh, you're just blowing smoke. You love, you know, listen, I'm not even a smoker of cannabis weed. I just recognize good medicine, and I had to be convinced by the science. And through experience, the cannabis plant kept my wife alive. CBD kept her alive 6 years of suffering to get her beyond that dental injury to help get it repaired to have her have a functional life again. So if you stand against cannabis, you're going to catch our ire here. And that's Jeff Sessions. We've acknowledged if he's done something good, but on this, he's completely woefully behind the times. But he's doing the bidding of the United States Corporation that has a treaty, an international treaty against narcotics trafficking through the United Nations. Where are you conservatives, small government conservatives, railing on the UN? Why aren't we out of the UN yet? And this is prohibiting member signatories to that from descheduling, for instance, on the federal level, cannabis, despite all the evidence that is mounting day by day by day that makes it so ludicrous that it would still be illegal at the federal level. But they never had the authority to ban the plant at the federal level to begin with, which is why the states and the people nullifying federal law on the issue of cannabis. But it's the treaty issue that's the holdup here, folks. It ain't the science, because even the U.S. government holds patent on the use of cannabidiol, CBD, for certain brain and neurological injuries. And other things. Not kidding, not making it up. It's actually there and available for you to see. So, folks, get out, get some Plus CBD oil, and I hope to see y'all at the Northern Colorado Hemp Expo coming up April 6th and 7th, I believe, in Loveland, is it? It's north of Longmont, Colorado, north of Boulder and Denver. But we'll look forward to seeing you there and many other places. Next hour, we've got John Rappaport from No More Fake News. We're going to talk about the globalist agenda weaponizing the stock market, perhaps against Donald Trump in the United States, coming soon. And also, environmentalism in California, has it jumped the shark? After this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.